We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Welcome back to the WCCO Morning News. Sloan Martin from the WCCO Newsroom filling in today, and we continue our week-long look back at the 20th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. Joining us now is Lieutenant Colonel Eric Chandler. He's from living in Duluth. He's a member of the Minnesota National Guard. He deployed four times post 9/11, even going back and enlisting again after he had retired. So thank you for so much for joining us, and thank you for your service.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
I want to ask first about what drove you. You had started to move on to a new career as an airline pilot after you had already served. But can you take us back to that moment and that day as we're all reflecting on this anniversary of 9/11 and what drew you to reenlist?
Yeah, I had separated from the Air Force in 1998. That's kind of its own story. But my wife and I wanted to start a family. We were both in the Air Force, so we started to move to separate from the service and become civilians around 1998. My wife actually got out of the service 4 months before 9/11. And then on that day itself, by then, I had become an airline pilot with United Airlines, and she had left the service 4 months earlier. And I had just finished an airline trip working out of San Francisco. We were living in Utah at the time. And that morning, I was just waking up in my bathrobe, following my coffee cup around, and looking at my 11-month-old son rolling around on the carpet. And my dad called me from Maine, where they live, and asked me, you know, what are you doing? I think he just wanted to check if I was home. And then I said, I'm just home drinking coffee, looking at my kid. And he says, turn on the TV. And, of course, that's the moment that we all have memories of.
Yeah, I mean, it still brings back this flood of memories. I highly suggest our listeners, I'm reading from this firsthand essay that you wrote. It's at thewarhorse.org. And something you talked about is how things have changed kind of pre and post deployment, because that's another way that you're reflecting. I mean, all of our lives have changed after that event 20 years ago. And something you said is that part of you is used up and missing now. You write that you used to laugh through happy tears while watching videos of soldiers reuniting with families. Now, decades later, I can't watch those videos. How did deploying because of 9/11 affect you?
Well, it's a loaded question. It's like I say in that essay I wrote, I kind of sometimes feel like maybe it's just because I'm getting older and I'm getting tired like we all do. But ultimately, a lot of, as we're seeing now in the news with Afghanistan coming to a close, you know, it's been a long 20 years for a lot of the military folks that have gone overseas over and over. And it is exhausting. And partly what makes it exhausting to me is, you know, right after 9/11, I think we all remember, you know, everyone put a flag out on the front porch and you know, we were unified in a way that I don't feel like we are right now. So that's the biggest change that I've seen over the past 20 years is that, you know, we all kind of came together for a period of time after 9/11, and now it doesn't feel that way to me as much anymore. So I wouldn't so much put it on the fact that I deployed, as much as just kind of the environment that we've grown to live in our country. And I hope that we can find a way to become more unified going forward.
That was exactly what I was going to point out too, because it seemed like you really focused on that in this essay. Again, it's at thewarhorse.org about these differences, the disparity. You talk about how even your purchases from your fast food restaurant to the kind of shoes you buy could have that kind of affiliation. Is that what you want? And last thing before I let you go, is that what you want Americans to also be thinking about as this time coming from a service member who served at this time?
Oh, yeah. My wish for the country is that we would take a minute to think about what it's like to walk in someone else's shoes. As someone who's gone overseas, a lot of times these wars have been called the forever wars, or sometimes people feel forgotten when we went overseas. I would wish that in our daily lives, not even so much as going for the people that go overseas, but I wish that we would take a second to imagine what it's like to live someone else's life and maybe try a little empathy and try to be kinder to one another is kind of what I'm thinking going forward, is what I would hope for all of us.
Lieutenant Colonel Eric Chandler of Duluth, a member of the Minnesota National Guard, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your thoughts, and thank you for your service.
Thank you for inviting me. Thank you.
All right, that is our week-long look back at this anniversary. We'll have more tomorrow. Coming up, traffic and weather.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.